Can you talk about the treatment of complications over the years?
Well, obviously, the treatment of complications has really enormously changed. Things that retinopathy, there was no treatment for at all when I started. And now, with laser treatment, there is a very good chance of picking it up at the early stages and preventing people from going blind. So it made retinal screening increasingly more important. Whereas before, if people had retinopathy, well, it was very sad, but you couldn't do anything about it. So screening of the retina for complications became increasingly an important thing to do regularly. And in Gloucester, I got involved in actually doing a clinic in the eye department where I would see the patients and could immediately refer them on to the eye people if they had a problem. Renal situation totally changed as well. I mean, when renal dialysis started, diabetics didn't even have a chance of getting on the programme. There wasn't enough dialysis available for everybody who could be helped by it. And because the diabetics' life expectancy was poorer anyway, and treating them with dialysis was more complicated, they had very little chance of being taken on. Whereas by the time I finished, diabetics with renal problems were accepted for dialysis on the same basis as everybody else. Though I do remember the consultant who ran the dialysis centre saying, you know, we don't seem to get so many diabetics coming through as we should do. And I think the reason for that was that quite a number of them were dying of coronaries before their renal failure got bad enough. Because when you talk about complications of diabetes, you think about neuropathy, renal failure and retinopathy. But the big complication, which doesn't tend to come as a diabetic complication, is coronary artery disease. And that's what most diabetics die of, even in this day and age. But again, that now they have better chances because we're no longer feeding them on these fatty diets, which makes their coronary arteries get bad, and they have the same chance of being taken on for bypass grafts. There is no longer a sort of downside that if you've got diabetes, your complications won't get treated as if you're the same as you've got non-diabetes. So that is better. Treatment of vascular disease in the legs, that is much improved with bypasses and angioplasties, and they have the same chance as that. I think the one situation in which probably there hasn't been any major advance, except if you can prove their control, maybe they don't get it so much, is diabetic neuropathy, because there is still no effective treatment for diabetic neuropathy. And that's one of the things that, along with the vascular problems, can lead to amputations, but also lead to a lot of pain and distress. And I think that certainly is the one complication for which there has been very little change or improvement in management over the years.